morning to you.
How can I help you, dear?
Hey, I've got a beep in my living room every 42 seconds.
It's Lou Manfredini time.
I don't know where the leak is coming from.
What scary stuff is going on around your house this weekend? Now's the time to ask Lou. Right here on House Smarts Radio.
And Dave is not here.
Yes, 7:12
in the morning. Happy Halloween. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This portion of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware. Good morning to Dave Schwann and Joe Brand and Lindsay Smithwick. How are we all doing this morning?
We are doing great.
Oh, my gosh. What, Joe, what are you wearing today?
I am...
That's a weird question.
What are you wearing today, Joe? Is it something off the shoulder?
No. I'm just going as Joe Brand, who was scrambling this morning and put together whatever he could find in the closet.
Oh, very nice.
I thought you were going to be George Harrison.
Yeah, you're going to be who?
I've kind of been George Harrison the past couple of months now. So
you should have been George Harrison.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Yeah. Well, for those of you that listen to the show with any regularity, you know that my crack producer, it is quite possibly her favorite holiday ever. And she's already, when we did our show this morning in New York, she's already had like 3 costume changes, Joe. Like, Cher. She's like Cher.
One
she's
for
like,
each
now I'm going to put on this hat. Now I'm going to put on this hat. And now she's got a spider in her hair, which kind of looks like the Mike Pence fly on her head. Actually, I think she has 2. Oh, no, that's your headphones. So she's got the homemade spiders, which are very cute.
This wasn't part of the plan this morning, but now I'm going to make it a thing. Every time I leave...
It's really unfortunate that this is not television, because I think you would all appreciate that. And you've got like a little skull sweater on or something like that, right? What do you call that? Like a sweatshirt, something like that?
A skull sweatshirt.
Happy Halloween. It's going to be a very different Halloween, of course, than we've had in the past. But, you know, let's try and make the best of it. We're going to continue to be... positive, and we're going to, you know, be happy and try and push through, right? Continually push through. I know you're hearing a lot of ads about voting, so please do that Tuesday and exercise your, you know, by the way, just I hear a lot of this, a lot of conversation, even on this radio station, talking about your constitutional right to vote. I'm not getting into politics, but did you know that your right to vote is actually not in the U.S. Constitution? Just something there. Throwing that out there. A little tidbit. Do your Googling today, and you'll find out. Anyway, go vote. Whoever you support, go vote. That's really really an important thing to do. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. We have a great show coming up for you. We're going to remember a while back I was talking to a listener. They were talking about, I'm more excited about this, I think, than most people. We're going to talk to a well pump contractor about servicing your well and what you should be doing. And I bet we get questions when we talk to this gentleman this morning after 8:35. And then we have another episode of I'm now calling, you know, our whole holiday drink thing. Lindsay and I had a little confusion where I had made the second drink in our Whiskey Acres drink thing. And I said, oh, you do the next week, and which was going to be the week after this. But we both made and recorded the drink for the Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned.
Yes, we did.
So I think that we're going to have to actually play both recordings. And I've thought of, Joe, you heard the recording last week of the Midwest Mule, correct?
Oh, yes, when you added... I'm doing the air
just
quotes
an ounce
here.
And a half
1.5 ounces of whiskey. Yes.
Glug. So I don't know if this is approved by the sponsor, but I would like to start calling this feature.
Oh.
I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking. Can we call it that?
Sure.
I'm not drunk.
Whatever you want.
I'm not drunk. I'm just drinking by Whiskey Acres. I realize it's only 7:16 in the morning, but later on this morning, we're going to share with you the Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned, which... Mm. I think I heard your recording, and I heard my recording, and we can both agree. Mmm.
Well, I love old-fashioned Manhattan. Like, I know they're different.
Well,
but
you like the brandy old-fashioned, typically, right? Because you're from Wisconsin.
Who knew? Right. That's my go-to, typically. But right. Last night's was not. I mean, that was very good. I felt it going down.
It's very good.
It warmed me right up.
part of the thing with them is they make their own simple syrup that they use the char from the barrel in, which I think that they're going to sell.
Right.
So that's super special. But you can just use regular simple syrup, too. So that's coming up a little bit later on. But I want to talk to you this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Pat, who's calling in from Connecticut. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
How may I help you, sir?
I have a problem with my forced hot air system. So I have a heat and AC system, dual zone, and one of the zones seems to be controlling the other zone where, say, in zone one, I'll have it in the off position on the thermostat, and then when I put the heat on in zone two, the heat will come on in zone one as well. And when I went down to the control panel on my furnace, the zone one light is green. Zone two is flashing yellow. I changed out the thermostat in the zone that was not working properly, and it's still the same situation. And I also had it during the air conditioning season.
Yeah, I bet it's not the thermostat. So, you know, the way those zones work, because they're monitored inside the motherboard of the furnace, there's dampers.
Exactly.
It's a damper that opens and closes. Is that damper available? Can you physically see that damper or no?
I don't think I can. It's a relatively new system. It's like 6 years old, and it looks like everything's contained. And the reason I'm asking is that I have a furnace guy coming to do my winter cleaning in the next couple of days, and I wasn't sure, should I buy another thermostat, even though I've already replaced it?
No, don't buy another thermostat. In particular, as you just mentioned, it's 6 years old. I assume that the thermostat you just replaced was only 6 years old, correct?
Exactly.
So here's the one thing that I would tell you is that many times HVAC contractors, the guys that come out and do the clean and check, aren't necessarily the people that do the complete service on your furnace. That's not always the case. But if you're having an issue with a zone, the company that's coming out to do the service, were they the ones that installed it?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So let them know that you're having an issue with the zone, because that may change the technician
that they send out,
right? So if you're going to get this person to come out, you want someone that has the experience to say, okay, we can take a look at this. My guess is it's either a control setting. It could be, if it is a problem with the motherboard, can I ask who the manufacturer of the furnace is?
The motherboard, the control panel on the thing is a Honeywell product,
but
the furnace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know the brand?
Is P-U-R-O-N, Puron? Is that a manufacturer?
No, Puron is the refrigerant that's used in the air conditioner. My point is.
Okay. And it has Carrier on the outside, but I'm guessing that has something to do.
No, it's Carrier. So it's Carrier.
That's a Carrier. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So many times, again, I don't know, but that motherboard has a 10-year warranty on it. So if, in fact, that's there, if for some reason they say to you, if they say, hey, I need, Pat, you need a new motherboard, make sure you ask if it's under warranty, because that is not an inexpensive proposition.
Real good. One last follow-up, if you will. So right now, the way it's working is that if I have the thermostat in the off position on, say, zone one, where it's the crazy zone, and I put the heat on, up in zone two, the heat will come on in both areas, and then the downstairs gets overheated. Is there anything that I could do short term? But the guy's coming in a couple of days, but anything short term, or just live with it for the next couple of days?
Well, just turn the thermostat. If the downstairs gets, short term, close the vents on the lower level 50%.
Good deal. That makes sense.
All right.
Great. Thanks, Lou.
Good
really enjoy your show, and thank you for your advice.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to call. Thanks so much. It is 7:20 in the morning. By the way, our first caller in the mornings is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. Well, we were just talking about that. So when is the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? High-efficiency furnaces, they need more than just a dust and clean. They need a professional tune-up. Call Dykstra Home Services for their pre-season special. For only $89, they'll completely service your furnace. You'll be ready for winter. Call 800-421-3220 or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. They also have affordable maintenance agreements available. Call 800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company for over 94 years. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini, and I get asked all the time, how come you recommend that Gilkey Window Company? Well, here are the facts. Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the country's most energy-efficient windows. It's true. Gilkey Window Company was recognized in 2019 by Window & Door Magazine as one of the top 100 manufacturers of windows, get this, in the entire country. There are no slouches over there. Gilkey custom manufactures them, professionally installs your new windows. There are never any middlemen markups, so you reap all the savings. And the Gilkey warranty, well, it's second to none. Right now, take $250 off per window and take $700 off patio and entry doors, or no money down and no interest for 12 months. You can visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, and in Palatine, open 7 days a week, Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. You see what I did there about the Sunday thing that drives me crazy? Now I just give the hours. I don't say even Sunday, because, as we know, 7 days a week includes Sundays. I'm so literal. And it's the last time Gilkey's advertised. No, don't do that. We love Gilkey. If you'd like to learn more to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call, 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-G-I-L-K-E-Y, or online at Gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. 7:25 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. How about the next caller we give out a House Smarts Radio hat? Sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely and don't have enough room. Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. You need that because you and David are sharing a desk. You can visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call them at 773-661-0606. And let's give that hat out to Lisa, who's calling in this morning from Schaumburg. Lisa, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thank you. I've had three estimates this week on getting an air conditioner and furnace replacement. Mm-hmm. And my head is really spinning with all the information that they give me, because no one seems to agree on everything. So my question is, I live in a 40-year-old split level. It's got three levels in the basement and an unfinished basement. It's about 1,834 square feet. I had one contractor who to give me like a lower priced unit other than American Standard, he suggested a Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if you know anything about Goodman. I've never heard of that brand before.
Okay, so Goodman's been around a long time. It is the thing with Goodman is they don't advertise. So meaning that, you know, while we hear about Lennox and Carrier and Bryant and Trane, you know, they put all this marketing dollars behind there. The kind of dirty little secret about, you know, furnaces and air conditioners is that they all pretty much share the same parts. They're filled with Honeywell stuff, right? And so I have no problem with a Goodman. This is what happens with a lot of HVAC contractors. Okay, they'll come into your home. Let's say you call somebody. They're a Lennox dealer, just for the sake of argument. Okay, and they say, "Hey, Lisa in Schaumburg, you got a lovely home here, and ba 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 ba, and we can put in a Lennox, but the tuta ba, and it's $8,000." Okay, making the numbers up right now. And go, wow, $8,000, that's a lot of money. I mean, I only have $6,000 to spend, you know. And they go, well, I could put in a Goodman or I could put in a Payne. And so these are still fine furnaces. They still, but they don't have the marketing dollars in there. And, you know, it's not that if you made me choose between a Carrier or a Trane and a Goodman, I'd choose the Carrier or the Trane, because typically they give longer warranties and those brands are really good. but I got no problem with the Goodman going into your home. The key with this, Lisa, is I am less concerned, and I say this all the time, I'm less concerned with the brand of the furnace. I'm more concerned with the person putting it in.
Yeah.
The quality of that the quality of that contractor. Now, I've got two that are sponsors of this show. The Dykstra Home Services folks, who I personally know, and they do really excellent work. And there's also a new sponsor to us, but a company that's been around for a long time called Perfect Home Services. These are two contractors that will do really good work for you. And if you have not gotten bids from them to spin your head even more, like a dreidel, you can get a couple more estimates. But at least I can with confidence tell you, you call these two people, then you decide who you want to work with, and they'll both do a really nice job for you.
Okay, just one last question on the tonnage of the air conditioner unit out there in the back.
Yeah.
I have a 2.5 now, which was replaced 17 years ago. The builder put in a 3-ton, and the contractor, when he came in 17 years ago, said that's too big for your house. You need a 2.5-ton. So that's what I've got out there now. And now with these two estimates or three estimates I've gotten, but I'm only considering two right now, the one guy says 3-ton and the other guy says 2.5. How do you know?
Well, so here's the thing. It is true that sizing the unit correctly, in other words, I get a lot of questions from people going, I only live in a 1,400-square-foot house, and my oldest system with this. It isn't just as simple as square footage. You have to do what's called a load calculation. And so anybody that's coming in should say, okay, I need to see how many windows you have, Lisa, and I need to see the type of construction and how many vents and return airs. There's a whole formula that HVAC contractors use, good ones, to load calculate what the right size system is. Now, the difference between 2.5 and 3 is not a huge deal, meaning that, you know, if someone says, well, I'm going to put in a 3 in here, I wouldn't worry about that. When you get like, well, you had a 2, I'm going to put in a 4, then it's like you've got a race car trying to cool your place down, which it'll get cold really fast, but it won't dehumidify, and that's where the sizing is key. Again, this is why it's important to have the right people putting this in so they do the proper load calculation, and you'll get that with Dykstra and Perfect Home Services. Thanks so much for the phone call.
We've been wearing masks and stuffing our face with treats the past 8 months. Why not keep it going with Halloween? Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back.
I've got a black magic woman.
Lou Manfredini. Happy Halloween. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our number. This is Tom in Michigan City. Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Love your program. Listen all the time.
Thank you.
My question is, if you're changing your furnace, does it make any sense health-wise to have a pipe bring fresh air into the system? And if so, how much costly is it to have it put in, and what are you, percent-wise, are you probably raising your heating bill every month? Someone told me that in Michigan, this is required with new furnaces.
Yeah, so I am a big fan of indoor air intake into your system. So there's a couple ways to go here. You can have your HVAC contractor pipe in a 6-inch round pipe, like they'll pop a hole in the side of the house, and they will put a vent on the outside and then take a 6-inch line and come into your cold air return and put a damper on there, okay? The reason I want that damper is that, where are you, in Michigan?
Indiana.
Michigan City, Indiana. Okay, so, you know, look. It gets really cold, right? And so when it's, you know, 20 degrees or below that, I don't want a 6-inch round duct piece of ductwork coming in and bringing in that much air. So in the wintertime, you're going to take that damper and probably close it 70% maybe, right? But you're going mm-hmm. to introduce fresh air into the system. And it's a really low cost to do this because really it's just a piping thing. How much does it increase your energy cost? You won't even feel the difference. But you will feel the difference in the air quality in your home. Now, the flip side to this is there are systems out there called ERVs, Energy Recovery Ventilation. I have one of these on my own home. And what this is, it's a system of air intake and air exhaust where it takes fresh air in and also vents air out through this system that has a filtering system on it and also runs through the system so that it doesn't, you don't get that cool air coming in to that, you know, through that system that has to heat it all. So it tempers it and it gives you that air quality. Now here's the flip side to this, Tom, is that that's like a $3,500-$4,000 proposition, right? That pipe that you're going to install is, you know, $500, not even $500, especially if it's part of new construction or, you know, a new install. Does that help?
Yes, it does. And one other thing, Lou, generally, how long does a furnace last?
Well, the kind of the rule of thumb is when your furnace is 15 years, okay, then that's mm-hmm. kind of the time you need to start thinking about it from an energy efficiency. Now, the flip side there is that I got plenty of people that listen tell me I've got this furnace for 22 years or 20 years. If you maintain it properly, you know, the box of it and the pieces and the parts, it's all, you know, it's like a computer in a way. It's all plug and play. You know, if you have a 15-year-old furnace, but you've replaced the blower motor and you replaced the gas valve and, you know, over time, and all that is updated, well, it's just a metal box at that point with a bunch of parts and pieces inside of it. But I will tell you, you know what, Tom, the home that you live in where you're going to do this work, how what's the plan? Are you going to be there for the next 5 years? Are you going to...
At least, yes.
And how old is the furnace you have now?
I assume it's the same as the age of the house, built in 93.
Okay, so 5 years from now, right, you're going to have a 30-some-year-old furnace. And whoever buys that house is going to say, love the house. Oh, my gosh, the location's great. But that furnace mm-hmm. is so old. If you replace it now
right. And
you're there 5 years from now, it's a 5-year-old furnace.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right? And you benefit.
Okay.
The thing is, you benefit. Okay, so a couple things, right? And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later on. With this crazy virus, we need to improve the indoor air quality inside our homes this winter, right now. Okay, so that is, if you're going to have this system installed, adding that fresh air intake, whether you decide to go with an ERV or just a 6-inch pipe coming in, and then upgrading to like pleated filters, you're going to help yourself and your overall health and well-being, and you're killing two birds with one stone. More efficient system, some fresh air in that air, and that is when we get through this crazy virus, you're still going to benefit by having fresh air inside your home.
Gotcha.
All right, Tom. Happy Halloween.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, wait, Tom, what kind of candy are you giving? Are you going to give out any candy today?
No, we're not. We're not going to be home.
I know. It's tough, right? I know. But you know what?
That's for sure.
In honor of you, I don't know what your favorite candy is, but my wife's not around, and I'll have a Reese's, and I'll say this is for Tom.
Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. 877-213-4LU. 877-213-4568. This is Sharon, who's in Chicago. Hi, Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
I
love your show.
Thank you. What's going on?
So I have a question about my granite countertop and island. So it got it about 14 years ago, and it's like a dark brown color, but behind the sink area where the water sort of leaks from the, you know, faucet, I have like these white little, like this line buildup or something from the water, and it's just coloring the granite, and it's, you know, it's not smooth in that area like the rest of the island or the countertop. So I don't know how to get that off. I've tried like vinegar. I don't know what to use.
Yeah, the vinegar is actually making it worse. So what you're seeing there is like an etching in the stone itself. And so other than the white, you know, kind of discoloration, are you seeing any, like, is it rough to the touch or not really?
Yes, it definitely is. It's not smooth like the rest of the granite. And what's worse is, when we got this counter, this granite island and countertop, I don't know if they come sealed, but we never sealed it. So I'm assuming it was sealed when we got it, but I don't know if that's something we can do also once I fix this problem.
Yeah.
Or do I need to get a company to come in?
No. So you can, I mean, here's the thing. More than likely it was sealed, but the thing is you need to reseal your countertops like every year and a half or so. If it's granite.
Okay.
You're right. So here's the, okay. So let's back up. Let's go in the reverse order. The way you're going to know if it needs to be sealed is you're going to take a little bit of water and put it on the countertop. And if in a half an hour it's still a bead on top of there, then you're good to go. A little bit of water, not like a pitcher, but like a couple of drops. But if it gets absorbed, if it gets absorbed into the stone, we need to seal it, okay? Granite gold makes a really nice sealer, and you can do this yourself. It's you clean off the countertop, you wipe it all down, and then you apply the sealer, and then you buff it with a rag, and you're done. It's that simple. But before you do that, you're going to fix this discoloration. I just came upon this fix literally a week ago. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about Howard's Restore a Finish, but they make a wax.
So
Howard's makes a wax for furniture. It's like a beeswax. I think it's called Feed and Wax. Now, here's the only problem for you is it's a pretty big bottle. Not a shampoo bottle, but it's a pretty big bottle. You'll have enough wax to start a business with what I'm going to have you do. You just need a little bit of it. You're going to take it on a rag. You're going to squeeze it onto a rag, and you're going to work it into the countertop where this problem is, okay, with this beeswax. And you can use this beeswax for a lot of other things too, but you're going to put this on and kind of make it, you know, like if you're putting it on there, it's going to have like a little swirly waxy buildup. Then you're going to let it sit there for 20 minutes. Then take a clean rag, a cotton rag, and buff it out, and I bet you'll get rid of the colors. You'll get the shine back. It isn't going to be forever. You're going to have to redo this every 6 months, but it will work. And then once you do that and get it all buffed, seal it with the granite gold and be on your merry way, and then put on your calendar to do this every 18 months.
So 18 months to seal it? Or
correct.
To
every 18 months to reseal it.
To reseal it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And again, the beading wax is a Howard something?
Howard's Feed and Wax. You can get it at Ace. And the granite gold sealer, you can get that at Ace as well. And, I mean, at this point, I can hear her. She's like, 18 months, I'll just replace the countertops. I mean, then you can go with quartz and you don't have to seal it at all. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:48 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4BOO. I mean, for Lou. We'll be back right after this. If you're like most people, you've been spending more time than usual at home these days, right? Looking at your walls. So if you're ready to make a change, here's one of my favorite things. In fact, we sell this product at our Ace Hardware stores, Magnolia Home Interior Paint, thoughtfully created and hand-selected by Joanna Gaines. This collection includes a distinctive palette of 150 timeless colors. It's a premium 100% acrylic stain-blocking paint and primer in one, and it produces an anti-mildew film that resists dirt and grime. It's available in matte, with a soft, almost powdery quality, ideal for bedrooms, eggshell for a little stronger protection, and a soft, warm look for your living room, dining room, and hallways, and satin, giving you the protection and durability of a standard satin, but with a little less shine. It's perfect for the bath, kitchen, laundry, and mudrooms. To find these and other products, visit your local Ace store today or online at acehardware.com. Ace is the helpful place. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. You know what? We have a Noodaloo 2 sponsored by ComEd, powering lives. Take a listen.
Catching a water leak early can mean the difference between a quick cleanup with paper towels and water damage repairs that can cost hundreds or thousands of dollars. Our new Noodaloo 2 this week is from a company called Kangaroo, whose mission is to make it easy for everyone to feel safer at home, helping folks safeguard their spaces in a hub-free, installation-free, and contract-free way. This morning, we're taking a look at...
What happened? What happened? Wait.
Sensors, which are Wi-Fi water leak detectors that act as a smart preventative step to help avoid out-of-sight wet disasters. This little guy monitors changes in temperatures and humidity and sends alerts through the app to your phone. No installation, no wiring needed. It kind of looks like one of those Milano cookies. It's got two sensing probes on the underside of the machine and a reset button on the front. It's designed to be positioned immediately on the ground in a space the place water might gather. Or it might be held on a wall or on a cupboard immediately beneath a water fixture. The sensor is powered by two AA batteries, and it's got a price tag of only $29.99. A steal and a way to keep your sanity if you're someone who worries about water in your home during storms or if you're out of town. You can find out more about the Kangaroo Water and Climate Sensor at heykangaroo.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
That's a good one, and it's affordable. I like that. So that's a good one. If you want to check out any of the Noodaloo 2s, you can go to our Facebook page. Lindsay will post that up there so the information is available to you. Thank you, Lindsay. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Rich, who's in Madison. Hey, Rich, good morning. There he comes.
Hello.
Hi there. Good morning.
Hello, how are you, Lou? I'm
doing great. Thanks so much for calling. How may I help you this morning?
Well, I'm buying a new house, and it's got a nice three-car garage. The ceiling is enclosed. There's ceiling fans and a heater and all that good stuff. And the inspector pops his head up into the attic of the garage, and the ridge vent seems to be there, but it's never been cut at the peak of the roof. So I wonder if should I be concerned about that?
What do you mean it's never been? Well, yeah. I mean, did they see any mildew or mold?
No, there's just there where you know at the top of the roof of the peak where the space would be to let the air out of the top. It's never been cut, and then the soffits are blocked up with insulation too. So there's no airflow into that garage.
If there's no evidence of mildew and mold up there or any damage, then I wouldn't worry about it, but I would definitely have that fixed, meaning that the vents should be open, the insulation, you should have some baffles there that that go there, and then there should be, that ridge vent should get cut. So if it's the type of thing that perhaps you need a credit on, it would be something that you should probably consider.
Well, that's what I thought. And then we can't see into the main body. Can't see into the main body of the house. There's no attic access, so I'm thinking
at all
the same thing could. The inspector could not find a way to get into the attic above the living quarters.
Okay, and you have no, but there is an attic. It's not the whole thing is not a vaulted ceiling, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Well,
there is
an
attic.
We need to verify that it's vented.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for your counsel. I appreciate that.
You got it. I appreciate you calling as well. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Favorite things. Would you like me to take a break or talk? I'll take a break first. All right. It's 7:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You know, they say if you don't like the weather around Chicagoland, you just wait 15 minutes. It'll change if you want to be ready for anything. The Chevy Equinox has switchable all-wheel drive that keeps you protected in every type of weather, on the road or off-road, highways or country roads. Safety has never been more important. With low-speed forward automatic braking, lane departure warning, with side blind zone alert, and forward collision alert, you're in control of the environment. Chevy Equinox gets you where you want to go safely. And right now, get $4,750 cash allowance on most 2020 Chevy Equinox models. Plus, current GM owners get an additional $750 cash allowance, adding up to big savings. Now, if you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit a dealership, check out Chevy's Shop, Click, and Drive. You can shop online 24/7, take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, it's seamless, and it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Schedule a test drive today. Change is good, but now the time to change your ride is now. Oh, by the way, 2020 marks my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I started back in 95 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show, and in honor of that anniversary, I'm giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we'll feature a different product or service that you can win. Congratulations to Mary Hayes of Malta, Illinois, who's the winner of last week's prize, the Weber Genesis 2 propane grill, featuring three burners, available exclusively at Ace Hardware. This week's prize is a $300 Ace Hardware gift card for up to 6 gallons of Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines Paint. Magnolia Collection features a palette of 150 colors available in matte, eggshell, and satin. Magnolia is paint and primer in one, so it's easy to freshen up any room with a new paint color, and you can find it at your local Ace Hardware. To enter, visit WGNRadio.com/contests. That's WGNRadio.com/contests. The contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m., so your entry needs to happen today. Sponsored by Magnolia Home Paint, available at your local Ace Hardware. Ace is the helpful place, and stay tuned. Next week, we'll announce the winner and next week's favorite things.
Afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in a city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Oh, I wish this was television. Welcome back, House Smarts Radio, 8:10 in the morning.
Sure looks strange to me.
This hour of our show, sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. We have an hourly costume change now. She's in a witch's hat, green hair, and a green nose. It's a good look.
This is my best look.
Yeah, it's very good. This is, you are definitely, it's a good look. Very nice. Dave Schwann, good morning to you.
We good morning.
At 7
Hi,
o'clock this
Lou.
Morning, and I didn't get a hello. Boy, I miss you. Went right to Joe Brand. I heard nothing. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I did jump in when you were playing your opening last hour when I heard Dave's not here. From a very well-known legendary comic bit we know, and
right,
I jumped in and
right.
said, yes, he is.
Yes, but he is. Okay, well, I guess I didn't hear that. Well, it's nice to have you
good morning.
With us on
good to
Saturday
be here
morning.
As
How
always.
How are you, my friend? I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Yeah, doing well, doing very well, keeping busy, and trying to stay healthy, just like everybody
good.
Else is.
And your family, everybody's doing
everybody's
well?
Everybody's doing good. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, stay away from Joe, because he's not good about watching.
Well, this is why they put the door in the newsroom
right.
here
right.
between
right.
the sports studio.
And it's hard
studio.
To open that door.
Yes.
Right.
I've heard.
We're also in the Halloween spirit. We've dressed up as a tag team of Mario and Luigi right now, Lou. We're going to have different costumes every hour, too.
Mario! That's very good. That's good. I like that. That's very good. Yeah.
No stretchy pants.
No stretchy pants. No Encarnacion.
Nope.
Hard to drink your coffee with your big
hard
nose?
Hard to drink coffee with this little yeah. Straws.
Well, if you could cut the end of it, you could use this as a straw and take it in like an elephant. It's a good luck. Like
what is the bird? The birds that, like the sandpiper birds? That
right, exactly. Very nice. Yeah. Well, welcome back. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk with a well contractor about your wells, the water quality inside your home. Real quick, before I get back to your phone calls, I mentioned earlier when the gentleman called in, I believe from Michigan City, Indiana, about an outdoor air source into your furnace. I love that idea. But I also want to talk to you a little bit about some of these higher efficiency air purifiers that most of your HVAC contractors will talk to you about. Many of them were designed actually for military application, and they are proven to kill viruses, like all of them, including this COVID-19 virus that we're in right now. And so these are not an inexpensive proposition. They're $3,000-$4,000 to install. But if you're at all concerned about indoor air quality inside your home, and this is something you want to do, and you're changing out your furnaces, this might be an add-on that you would benefit from greatly. That in a combination with some of the UV lights that are out there. There are even some that are highly, highly efficient, but they do produce a little ozone. On a personal level, I'm not a fan of that, but that's a question you have to ask yourself from a standpoint of overall health. There's a debate as it goes on about ozone and adding certain levels and what that does for air quality. And so it's just something that you have to address and make a decision for yourself. Again, me personally, I would do the one without the ozone and do a combination of other systems to clean the air. But I think we would all benefit greatly in our homes because we need to improve the indoor air quality in our homes this winter more than ever. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Mary Ellen in Skokie. Mary Ellen, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question regarding furnace filters. I have an American Standard furnace. I don't have air conditioning. The furnace is due for a tune-up, a checkup, etc. And when I called to schedule the appointment, the woman said that I wouldn't need a new furnace filter because I had a washable filter, which I didn't realize. So I went down and thought, well, I will at least clean it off a little bit before they come. And I noticed there's very little dust or dirt or lint. And I have pets, and for many reasons, the annual tune-up is actually beyond a year. And so I went online, I looked, and I saw that the washable furnace filters are supposedly not as efficient, not as effective. So I'm just wondering, when they tune up my furnace, should I just keep that washable filter, or is there a better filter to get?
I agree with that conclusion about the washable filters and not being as efficient. Now, let me ask you this. Mary Ellen, is this filter, is it wider than an average filter, or is it thin like a filter?
I think it might be a little bit wider. I'm upstairs. It looks like one of those small, you know, the storage crates that look like the old milk crates. But
so you open up, you open up a door, and
right.
And then you slide this thing out, right?
Right. It's maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches. But it looks again kind of like a very low milk crate.
Got
like
it. Okay. I just, mentioned about the indoor air quality, and I think that with what's going on right now, in order for you, I would switch to pleated filters and not do this, but it may mean that you have to modify that sleeve that is installed on this furnace, because typically, the furnace filters, the standard filters, the dimension, whatever it may be, 16 by 25, 20 by 25, they're only about a half an inch wide. You know what I mean? Like the panel mm-hmm. itself. And then the next size is there's a 4 inch, and then there's a 5 inch, right, that can slide into
right.
a cavity that maybe is there. it doesn't sound like what you're describing is that, meaning that the HVAC contractor would have to modify that cold air return to either accept a standard half-inch wide filter or a wider, what they call a media filter, that would slide in. Maybe that's the case, but as we're trying to improve the indoor air quality inside of our homes, in particular this winter, I cannot stress enough to all listening that pleated filters are the way to go. That's the simplest thing to do to help improve the indoor air quality. Now, if we can add some outdoor air or something like that, that's certainly terrific, but I would definitely talk to them about that.
Do you have a brand that you would recommend? Or
well, I mean,
model?
No. So in other words, if it's a question of if it's a question of modifying that to do a standard filter, then you're probably going to start buying like the 3M Filtrete filters. You know, so in other words, what you're going to talk to your HVAC contractor, say, hey, I want to, you know, maybe it's the type of thing you could take a picture of and you could send it to them and go, this is what I have, but I want you to make this so I can slide in higher efficiency filters. And honestly, while a lot of HVAC contractors say, oh, you shouldn't use those, they're bad for the system, I don't buy into that. I never have. And these will do so much better for the indoor air quality. Now, the fact of the matter is, you need to change them more often, right? They should be, in a month, you pull that out, you should see evidence of dirt or dust or whatever, because when as they're capturing all those particulates, they're doing their job. The Filtrete actually kills bacteria. It does not kill, it doesn't make a claim to kill COVID, but it does capture bacteria and virus that goes through it, and that means it's not circulating through your air. So why wouldn't we do it? It makes no sense. So once you talk to them about modifying this, then whatever size they tell you, okay, you're going to need a 16 by 25 filter, start buying the Filtrete filters by 3M at your hardware store, and it will improve the indoor air quality inside your home. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Now back to Boo Manfredini right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Happy Halloween. Favorite Halloween candy, Lindsay Smithwick, go.
I always go for the Reese's.
Joe Brand, favorite candy, go.
She stole mine, but I guess I'll go with Snickers as a close second.
Yeah, no, I'm not stealing anything. It's Reese's for me. Can I tell you? Well, let me tell you the new favorite, which I don't think...
I don't know that that's a Halloween candy.
Not a Halloween candy, no. But the Reese's Dark Chocolate Thins.
Oh, isn't that what Lindsay ate like a whole bag of recently?
Thank you. I did, and because it's Lou's fault.
Yep. No, it was Mary Beth's fault. She sent you home with a bag, and you ate the whole bag.
She did. Right. I just don't have control. We bought the Halloween candy this year early, and every year I'm like, oh, I'll be fine.
My only complaint, actually, Carmen pointed this out. My only complaint about the Reese's thing, and I get it, but you buy a bag of them, and then they're individually wrapped. It's a lot of plastic.
Yes, but thank God, because imagine if they were. Dave, about the mini, mini ones? Well...
Right.
You could just take a handful.
Yeah, yeah.
And just nonstop popping with both hands.
Yeah.
I get it, though. Right now, it's but it's the pumpkin ones. The pumpkin ones with a little bit more peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Christmas rolls around, it's the trees. So
trees.
They're both mm-hmm.
fantastic. And then
the eggs. The tree and the egg.
Eggs.
The chocolate to peanut butter ratio is not good for me. Now, mind you, I love peanut butter. Like, I've got a jar of peanut butter, and I take a big old scoop of the peanut butter with the spoon, and I take a... That's my jam right there. Love peanut butter. But the chocolate to peanut butter ratio in the tree and the egg at Easter is not right.
Couldn't disagree.
Right?
Couldn't disagree more.
I do agree with you.
You agree with me?
I do.
Joe likes more peanut butter.
Well, yeah, we got the two thin fans over here.
Right.
If you like the Reese's peanut butter cup thin...
I need a glass of milk... after the trees because it's like
fantastic.
You know, there's so much.
Joe's like, you're talking my. This is what I do, right? I love it. All right. Well, anyway, back to peanut butter talk a little bit later on. 877-213-4LOU 877-213-4568. This is Pam in Chicago. Hi, Pam.
How you doing?
I'm great. What's
I have a lot of questions.
Wait, before you ask me a question, what's your favorite candy?
Oh, I don't eat too much candy.
All right, well, then you're the wrong person to ask. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have an old furnace. It's, I would say, 25 to 30 years old. I've had parts replaced maybe about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I've had my vents vacuumed out maybe about 4 or 5 years ago by one of the popular companies. The thing is, when you have a technician, I'm always concerned about, as you had mentioned, the technician that comes in, and if they know, because I've had some bad experiences with at least one or two.
Yeah.
And I want to know what should they be doing when they come in. Now my furnace is upside down. When people come in, that's one of the things I hear from some of the people is it's upside down, and it's in our. I have a two-story house. It's a small. The house is about 60 years old. I have a crawl space. That's another issue because I can't find anybody that can tell me how the water is getting into the crawl space. I've had it encapsulated. But anyway, with the furnace, when I call a company, and I want a really good company to come in and check this furnace, which is about 25 to 30 years old, what should they be doing? When they, you know, I want them to check it, you know, and do the necessary, you know, what should they be doing when I call them in to check the maintenance on this furnace?
Okay, well, when you say upside down, meaning that it's a downdraft because it goes down into your crawl space and then heats it, right?
It comes down, it goes down and comes up. I'm guessing that's what it means because I've had, you know, I had people come in and they say, oh, it's upside down.
Right, well, okay, so the upside down, I hope that it's just not a furnace that's upside down, but they make furnaces that what they call downdraft, meaning that if it pumps through the crawl space and everything, that's fine. That there's nothing wrong with that. Those are perfectly, you know, there's downdraft furnaces, there's horizontal furnaces, and then there's conventionally, you know, a lot of furnaces are updraft. As far as what you need to know, you know, when you're concerned about, you know, the technicians and whatnot. Here's the thing. It's all about hiring a reputable company that has as many third-party endorsements as possible, meaning that whether you look online or you look on, you know, reviews that people have put on their websites, and maybe you look at, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, NARI, which is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, heating and cooling contractors. You're looking for what's called NAIT certification, which is the North American Heating and Cooling Association, Trade Association for Heating and Cooling people. And that NAIT certification means that it's one next level of training that the technicians will get. And so, you know, I'm not to be like overly promotional in this, but I mentioned the fact that I've got two really good HVAC contractors that are sponsors of this show and WGN, which is Dykstra Home Services and then Perfect Home Services. These are both companies that have been around a very long time. They've got really good training. They take their work very seriously, and the people know what they're doing. And so there's a lot of people that drive around in a truck and say, hey, I'll clean your furnace for, you know, $29. Well, what are they actually doing, right? I mean, who knows? And so that's the kind of stuff you need to investigate. Now, the fact that your furnace is as old as it is, I mean, you know, you may be getting close to its usable life, and you may at some point be smart to schedule a replace if your budget allows so that you're not forced into an emergency situation, right? So you can get estimates.
Okay, right.
Get estimates, do it on your terms, not their terms, and say, okay, I think I can, you know, get this to last this winter, and then in the springtime, I'm going to have someone come and replace it and do it where I get a lot of estimates and I don't have to rush into this. I can do my research. And then when you do that, you're talking about You know, good brands, as I mentioned, whether it's Trane or Carrier or Lennox. I mean, these are all companies that Rheem, all companies that have been around a very long time. But again, it's only as good as the people installing it, which is the most important thing. I so appreciate your phone call. I am bumping up against time. It's 8:30 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about wells and pumps and water quality. I think, well, I'm super excited about it, so hopefully I can make you interested in it as well.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. I see
the moon rising. Welcome back. Happy Halloween. 877-213-4-LOU. Before we get back to your phone calls, this is a tough subject that's something I'm always so interested in. And hopefully you will find it interesting as well. Joining me on the phone line is Ryan Carey. He is the owner of Meadowell. Meadowell.com is their website. Ryan, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell me a little bit about your company.
We are a water well service company and drilling company that was started by my grandfather back in 1956. So we've been drilling wells and fixing people's pumps and tanks for quite a while.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, I've got lots of questions for you, and this is questions that I have that I get from a lot of different people. A lot of times people will talk about the water quality in their well, and they'll call in and they'll say, you know, I've had this house and, you know, this well for whatever, and now the water's cloudy or it doesn't taste quite the same. And, you know, I'm sure that you get questions like that as well. What can be the cause of something like that?
The water in northern Illinois is relatively safe. We don't have any problems with contamination of harmful things, but that doesn't mean it's pleasant. There's irons and magnesiums and a whole bunch of other stuff that's in the water that just is naturally occurring in the ground. Usually when people are complaining about water quality, the taste, those kinds of things, it's a issue with their water softener, needs to be serviced or is just not working the way it's supposed to anymore.
Right. So, as you mentioned, the overall quality is pretty good, but it could be some additive that's within your system that could be changing that kind of makeup of what you smell or what you may taste.
Yeah, because the water, water smells like rotten eggs sometimes, just naturally coming out of the ground because of the magnesium in it, which is something that needs to be filtered out with a water softener or an iron filter.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing that I get questions about is people will say, I've lived in this house for 20 years, and I've never had my well or anything serviced. Is that something that people should have done?
Well systems are designed to be pretty much maintenance-free, so unless you notice something that changed from the way it's been operating historically, typically your well system is set to turn on around about 40 pounds, build up to around about 60 pounds, and that process should take about a minute and a half. And if it's doing that, your system's working correctly, most likely. But if you notice that your pressure switch is banging on and off and on and off, that indicates a problem. Or if your pump just turns on and runs for an hour at a time, that indicates another problem. But generally speaking, you don't need to do a yearly or bi-yearly maintenance on your well.
It's interesting to me that, you know, we talk a lot about on this show about like some pumps and how some pumps, you know, they don't last forever. And, you know, part of that is that some of these pumps are half in water and half out of water, but you've got pumps that are in wells that can be well over 20 years old that don't get replaced. Why is that? I mean, the manufacturer of those little pumps is probably similar to what I'm using in a sump pump or an injector pump, isn't it?
Yeah, the big brands like Goulds, Stay-Rite make the well pumps, but well pumps have a national average life of about 25 years, and the electric motor that's attached to your well pump is actually full of water. so being underwater doesn't necessarily hurt it, and they're designed to run continuously, so we don't ever recommend you replace your well pump until it stops working. Because we can usually get to your house same day, if not the next day. So there's not a big interruption in service.
Right. And then is that that kind of replacement that happens pretty quick? I mean, it's a question of, you know, loosening a few bolts and, you know, cutting off the electricity and pumping in, but dropping in a new one?
Yeah, it depends on where you're at. Like in parts of St. Charles, the wells can range from 200 to 700 feet deep. So to change one of those pumps is a 6-7 hour process. But wow. Like DuPage County, most of the wells are 200 feet or less. So it's a couple hours to change a well pump.
And then with these well pumps, are they typically like when you have a deep well like that, 200 feet deep or so, the pump itself is down inside that water. When you determine, when you dig that well, like if I'm looking at a cross section of the ground, it's not like when you go down mm-hmm. there, all of a sudden it's like a stomach, right? Where it's a big round thing that you drop this in, right? It's just that shaft where you discover the water, or you know where the water table is, and then that pump is inside that. Correct? How big is the area typically around the pump?
Well, most wells nowadays, if we were to drill a new well, the diameter of the hole in the ground is 5 or 6 inches in diameter. So as we drill down through the overburned soils, the sands, gravels, and clays, we get to a bedrock limestone formation. In DuPage County, for example, it's usually down about 100 feet. After that, we keep drilling a 5-inch diameter hole through the limestone until we get enough water coming in through the cracks and the fissures in the limestone to support a well. So it's not a big lake or ocean of water down there. It's literally just a hole through the rock with cracks in it, and the water comes in through the cracks.
And do you guys run some type of sleeve down there so it doesn't collapse?
Correct. What you see sticking up out of your yard, which people refer to as their well, is actually the casing, and that's there to keep the sands and gravels and clays from collapsing into the well, and then also to protect to seal it so we don't get surface contaminants running down into the well.
Right, right. And then what about, obviously, do these holes, do you ever get a situation where someone has a well, you know, 25 years, and it just, for whatever reason, it's not producing or it's not leaking enough water, you know, like that you have to re-drill?
Re-drill, no, but clean, yes, because the same minerals that you get deposited in the pipes in your house or sometimes you'll see in the back of the toilets, those minerals and get deposited on the boreholes of the wall, or the walls of the borehole, rather. So on occasion, we will have to clean the well to get rid of that debris so that the water flows properly.
Right, because
wells do...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's very rare that a well goes dry completely in this part of the country. There's plenty of water in the ground, but sometimes the pathway for the water gets obstructed.
Right, so that sleeve that you drop in, it has holes or gaps to allow the water to come into that, correct?
Some types of wells, like a sand and gravel well, will have a screen that literally holds the sand and gravel back so the water can come in. But the limestone well that I was talking about earlier, that sleeve stops at the top of the rock, and it's the water literally just comes in through the rock. It's just a hole through rock, and the water
comes
in the side.
So then the hole that you drill acts as the sleeve, and then you drop that down inside there.
Correct.
That's so cool. Okay, my final question for you, which is pressure tanks. People get crazy about pressure tanks, and they get knocking or banging, or they feel like the pressure tank. Is that a wear item when it comes to a well, or is that pretty problem-free as well?
That's a wear item. Typical lifespan of a pressure tank is about 15 years.
Right.
So they do wear... The pressure tank has a rubber bladder inside of it that separates the water from the air inside the tank. So the tank is just storing water that the pump pumps up into the house. And the purpose of the air in there is that water can't be compressed. So if your pipes were completely full of water, you add a couple drips, pressure goes way up or way down. So the tank is there to prevent your pump from banging on and off and on and off, which is a good way to destroy your pump.
Right.
So if it's banging on and off, there's probably something wrong with your system. But if it's running for a minute or two at a time when it comes on, it's probably working correctly.
Lindsay, Ryan Carey is my new favorite well contractor.
Oh, get ready, Ryan.
Get ready, Ryan. Ryan Carey is one of the owners over at Meadow Well. Their website is meadowwell.com. Even if you don't need a well, call Ryan and say, come in my backyard and dig a hole, because they'll do that for you. Ryan, I really appreciate it. This is interesting stuff for me. Hopefully it was interesting for people to listen to as well. My little pet project to learn about wells. I like that. That's good. I mean, as a guy that builds in, you know, used to be a builder in the city, I was always connecting to domestic water sources, you know, which city water, which is a little bit different. But we have a lot of listeners, you know, that live on properties with wells, and I think that this is very interesting stuff. If you need some service work, and I assume you guys do that service work for pressure tanks and whatnot, they can contact you at meadowwell.com.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Thanks, Ryan Carey. Very interesting stuff. Lindsay has made a costume change. She now is wearing a cowboy hat, which if you were to Google who Don Williams is, the country singer Don Williams, that's the hat that he used to wear. Hey, with these cold temperatures, you'll be spending more time inside your home, right? Professionally sanitize your carpets, rugs, and upholstery. Call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They're a family of dedicated carpet cleaners that will show you what clean really looks like. Call now, and you can schedule them because it's filling up right before the holidays. 630-990-8600. Get three rooms sparkling clean for only $139. The number again, 630-990-8600. Or book online at WGNClean.com. Go to WGNClean.com.
WGN. Afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long
horn and
one big eye.
Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Mark in St. Charles. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hi, Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on, sir?
By the way, your well guy was great. That was very informative. Thanks.
See, thank you for validating. Did Lindsay tell you to say, tell him it was interesting because it's only, Lindsay's like, show me the money. That's very nice of you. Very interesting stuff. Hey, he was great. He's my new well guy, Ryan Carey, my new well guy.
I love guys that can explain it so I can understand
exactly.
It. Stuff that I should have known anyway.
Look, and I'm the person that always is like, if someone says, hey, do you know, now I got a guy. Poor Ryan. Ryan has no idea what he's in for, and Lindsay was the one that found him. Anyway, how may I help you, sir?
Yeah. So we've got a place about 2 hours west of Chicago, and we've got a cement patio downstairs. There's like seven sections of like 6-foot by 10-foot patio connected. They're all separated by about 2-3 inch gap and connected with rebar. About 20-year-old house, and it's dropping away from the foundation. So we want to do a couple things. We want to lift it. And my first question is mud jacking and this foam lifting and, you know, trying to understand the difference and where the advantages and disadvantages to that are. And then secondly, we want to coat it, like paint it with a outdoor cement coating. So I need your guidance.
So the biggest difference between the polyurethane injection and the mud jacking is the volume of material that is used to accomplish the same thing. The mud jacking, the material, you have to use so much more of it to lift what you need. So it's like you're, and it's messy. The consistency of it is not as precise. So with the polyurethane, what happens is when they start injecting that, it almost immediately starts to expand. And so, you know, the whole idea when you're sinking you know, an area like that, you're trying to, you know, bridge that gap. Like, okay, there's pockets in here or whatever's causing this loose soil or the soft soil to cause the cement to, or whatever it is you're trying to raise, but the cement to sink. So now I gotta inject a lot of this slurry, which is what the mudjacking is, and I gotta put so much in there that now I'm gonna lift it up. So now I'm adding more weight to whatever is already soft, right? The polyurethane. Mm-hmm. The polyurethane, as you put it on there, it expands right away, so it fills that void with less material, and it offers the installer the ability to have more control. So literally, they can just like go an eighth inch at a time, quarter inch at a time as it comes up. All right, that's it. I'm going to stop. There you go. A little bit more. Tick, tick, tick. Boom, and you're done. And it cures almost right away, where that slurry, you know, it's almost like a concrete type of material where it needs days to set up before you can use it. So this advent of this technology, this you know, this newer technology, to me, is really the way to go, and it solves a lot of problems, and I think gives you a better finished product. Now, for finishing and painting, you know, putting some type of coating out there, you know, the downside is where we live because of winter and cold and ice melt or whatever it is. So I say this to you because whatever you put down there, you're probably going to have to touch it up every now and then, right? Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that portion yourself?
It depends on how easy touch up is.
Yeah, well, maybe, I mean that, maybe. but that's my point. And so, you know, like Rust-Oleum has a product that they reformulated called Rock Solid, and this Rock Solid exterior concrete surface product uses a primer now, where initially they didn't use a primer. And that, I think, makes a huge difference. So you need to, you know, do a little cleaning, and then you would apply this primer and then the paint on there. And the nice thing, because of its availability, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road where you get a little lift or whatever, you scrape that up and you patch it. The fact that you mentioned that that you have, like, sections of it, then if you go to touch it up, you can just do sections so that it'll look a lot better when you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where we're going. Do you know, does the PermaSeal folks, will they come out that far west?
I don't know that they'll come out that far west, but what I would do is call them and see. If not, they're part of this whole basement systems organization that they get a lot of products from, and there's probably a contractor that's out west that handles your area, and you could talk with them as well. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Was that part of the costume, too, the hat and the extensions? She's just, right now she's just going, and Lindsay's like going through some box and putting everything on. Every like half an hour she's changing her outfit. She is, like Cher. Hey, Robert Andreas, he was a World War II veteran who served in the 82nd Airborne Division. In 1956, Robert became a bricklayer in Cicero. A few years later, he began to focus on concrete with his sons, Bobby, Brad, and Byron. Robert Andreasonson's Concrete Contractors was born. Now, in the beginning, it was his three sons and a laborer doing all the work by hand. Today, Robert Andreasonson's Sons is a company with state-of-the-art equipment that can, well, literally handle the smallest residential project all the way up to the largest industrial or commercial job. As owners, well, Byron oversees the company's operations, while Debbie, his sister, oversees the company's administration. And Byron's daughter, Sarah, well, she's the third generation. She handles the sales and marketing. Fall, it's the ideal time to have Andreas and Sons install or repair your driveway, sidewalk, patio, or steps. Do yourself a favor and contact Andreas and Sons, a true family-owned business. Call 708-863-5735 or visit AndreasConstruction.com. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're gonna around 9:20 or so. We're gonna do our Whiskey Acres Holiday Drink Week 2, and this week it's a Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned. Do I have an Old Fashioned? Do I have hands up for Old Fashions? Anybody?
Hands up.
Anybody? Joe, hand up.
Hand is up.
Don, hand up for a Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned.
Count me in.
Okay. Well, so what happened is there was a little discrepancy in who was going to record the making of the drinks. Well, of course, I don't need an excuse whether I'm recording or not to make a drink. So I have recorded my Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned, and so has Lindsay. I think we'll play them both. Why not? The thing is, you take way better pictures.
I'll be the photographer. You'll be the on-camera.
All right. Well, that's coming up at 9:20. And more of your phone calls at 877-213-4LOU. Oh, come on. I was all ready. I'm going to redo this. We played this at 7 this morning, but I want to play it at 9 again. Right before the news, I called Dave, Don.
Good morning to you.
How can I help you, dear? I was looking at the picture of Don Williams.
Hey, I've got a beep in my living room every 42 seconds.
It's Lou Manfredini time.
I don't know where the leak is coming from.
What scary stuff is going on around your house this weekend? Now's the time to ask Lou, right here on House Smarts Radio.
And Dave is here.
I've been called worse, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Well, I was talking about Lindsay had her hat on, and I thought she looked like Don Williams. And then she sent me a picture right when I was saying, who wants to have a cocktail? And I called Dave, Don. But both of them are here, and they're both willing to drink cocktails. Coming up at 9:20. Hi, welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This hour is sponsored by Ace Hardware. 877-213-4LOU. When I get in the car, I am playing this whole song. 877-213-4LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Frank calling in from Elgin. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. Well, how may I help you, sir?
My brother bought a farmhouse in northern Wisconsin.
Nice.
And it's old. It's probably close to 100 years old. And it was all carpeted. Him and his wife pulled up all the carpeting and found the floors underneath there just gorgeous. So, you know, they cleaned them all up.
Wait, hold on a second. Your brother bought a house in northern Wisconsin, and then your next sentence was, his wife pulled up all the carpeting.
Well, they both did it. But, what's funny about that is that he helped of the carpeting, but then he had to go someplace, and it looked awful. Whatever padding or whatever was underneath there was like embedded into the
right.
So they thought that everything was destroyed. She wound up scrubbing it, and it all came up. So now the floors look awesome. They're unusual. They almost look like butcher block. They're thin strips, like maybe an inch and a half thick, and they're light colored, and they look nice. And now he's thinking, I don't really want to screw them up. He likes the look, so he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He would like to put something on there to protect them, but not change, you know, put some kind of varnish that'll turn yellow or something, you know.
So it's probably, my guess is, you know, back in the day, older homes, there was a lot of flooring that went in that was 1-inch strips of wood that they used them. It was remnants from regular flooring. They'd rip them down. And you'd do these 1-inch strips. They were absolutely beautiful. I had friends of mine, Jim and Candace, used to live in Geneva, and they had a home with the same 1-inch strip flooring. It was absolutely beautiful. So, okay, couple things. What I would do, so it looks really nice now, and and they've done a bunch of work. If they were to rent, well, let me ask you this. So she scrubbed it. This floor is clean, clean, clean.
Yeah, it's just perfect the way it is.
Okay.
So next thing, how do I keep it this way?
You know? Okay, so it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to put at least another coat of a water based varnish over the top of it, and like in a satin finish. So Bonacemi makes a really good waterborne finish that you would put on with a. Synthetic sheepskin mop, and if they clean the floor really well as it is, get it all, you know, no dust or anything on there, and you literally apply it and you kind of mop it on and you back out and You let that dry for 4 or 5 hours, and you'll have a nice new satin finish over the top of it to give it that extra level of protection. Now, there's a little bit of a trick in applying this, and so, you know, is there like a closet or something in the? Have you been to the home yet, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there. They've got a pretty open area. It's not huge. It's just, you know, it's pretty curious. But he's got a wood burning fireplace in there. You know, a wood stove.
Yeah. If they buy this and there's a spot that they can try out just to get the feel for how it goes down, then they just back it all out and put a nice finish. When it dries, you get a nice smooth finish, and then it'll give them more durability down the line. Bona Chemi. Go ahead.
What's the name of the product?
Bona Chemi. B-O-N-A. Chemi. K-E-M-I. And the name of the product, the finish is Traffic. And you want that, in my opinion, the sheen should be a satin. Some people like it semi-gloss, but I really like the satin. It's got just enough sheen, and the beauty of the floor comes through, and I think that you'll really be happy with how it all looks. Thanks so much for the phone call, 877-213-4LOU. This is Chuck in Chicago. Chuck, good morning. Hi, Chuck.
Hello?
Hello there.
Yes.
Hi.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
So, we're in Chicago, just bought a house in St. Charles, and we got a nice, long asphalt driveway. The thing is, when the driveway meets the garage, there's a kind of a good gap between the two. I don't want water there, and I don't want a bump on the car. What can we do?
Well, the garage portion of it, you know, that apron is sound. It's not cracked or anything like that. That looks good.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. So the way to fix this is not you would have somebody come and cut out, say, 2 feet of the asphalt, maybe 3 feet of the asphalt, from the garage out towards the driveway, and then repack the base, and then asphalt that area to create the little rise where it needs to go, and then run a roller across it to tamp it all down. I believe they'll go out to St. Charles, but Andreas and Sons does not only concrete work, but they do asphalt work as well. This is a smaller job. It's a smaller job, but it is something they probably should be able to help you with.
Okay, great. So there's no exterior caulk sealant to put in to fill up that gap.
Well, but I mean
it's a 3-star garage,
right? But you said that there's a bump. It's sunk down, right?
No, not a bump. The gap. It goes. So the asphalt.
Oh,
ends,
I'm sorry. I thought.
So there's like a V shape almost.
I see. I thought you said it's sunk down. So it isn't like when you drive. You just drive right in, but you just have a giant gap. How wide?
Right. I mean,
how wide?
I'd say, 4 inches.
It's between the asphalt and the concrete apron. There's 4 inches of space.
Yeah, maybe a little less, but I mean, it's a visible, good size gap.
And it's not a drain.
No, I kind of thought maybe put a drain there and have the water go to either side of the garage.
All right, so wait. So if I'm standing there looking at it, is the gap, is it filled with gravel, or is it, how deep is it?
I'm assuming it's the base of the asphalt.
You're assuming it's the base of the asphalt.
I mean, that's how far down they, I mean,
oh,
how
so
deep
it's,
the gap
so
is.
It's like 3 inches deep.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that doesn't seem right. There must have been. Okay, so if it's, when you look at this now, Chuck, is it consistent? Like, if you stand on one end and you look at it, it's like, wow, that's a pretty straight line.
Yep, exactly. Okay. It's like intentional.
So there must have been some type of grate in there that is now missing. So you should look into, if it's a consistent 3-inch gap, you should look to find a drive grate that would fit inside there that would fill that gap, and you maybe have to put a little bit more stone in there so that it is a drain area. It sounds to me like somebody took something out of there that was there. If it's a straight line and it's a 3-inch line or 4-inch line, then there was some kind of grate there that's now missing that you probably need to address. You don't want to fill it with any kind of caulking or anything like that. Appreciate the phone call. It's 9:20 in the morning. When we come back, we'll talk holiday drinks. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Don't go away. It's time now for my new feature called I'm Not Drunk, I'm Just Drinking. What do you think? Can you see the t-shirt?
Works for me.
Works for me, right? Okay. So here it is. This week, it's time for another holiday drink recipe from our friends over at Whiskey Acres, the award-winning farm-crafted whiskey made right here in DeKalb, Illinois. And today's featured drink is one of my favorites. Yep, it is one of my favorites. The Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned. This is what I called Lou Approved because I made it just the other night. Take a listen.
Now, this is a drink I can get behind. This is the Whiskey Acres Old Fashioned. Now, I'm going to cover the bottom of the glass with the barrel charred simple syrup. For you guys at home, you can use regular simple syrup. Then I'm going to add 6 to 7 dashes of bitters into the glass. Then after that, I'm going to twist in an orange slice. I like to put it around the rim and then pop it inside the glass. Then 6 to 7 drops of water. You don't want to dilute it too much, right? And then from there, you want to stir that a little bit. Then you're going to add the ice. Then about 1.5 ounces of Whiskey Acres straight bourbon, which I'm going to do that. I might actually do 2 ounces just because, you know, I'm bigger than the average bear. And then from there, add the Luxardo cherries. I like to do 2. Stir that around. Oh, that is delicious. I'll have 2.
That's a good one. You know what we just remembered is we have a Whiskey Acres $50 gift card, which is pretty nice, right? So this is, I'm telling you what, because we have our Just Text Me segment coming up a little bit later on, right? So let's do this. Text Whiskey Acres to 312-981-7200, and the 13th text that we get it, a whole Halloween idea. Look at,
got it
right.
Get it.
we'll get your information and we'll send you out a the $50 gift card. If you want to learn more about this, head on over to wgnradio.com/make this drink to get the recipe. Compliments of Whiskey Acres. Joe, once again, I'm a little heavy on the pour.
Yeah, but the sound effect was a little bit more reserved this time. Again, before it was 1.5 ounces of whiskey.
Right. It was like filling up. That sound effect from the first drink sounded like the, you know, in the Westerns when they used to have the big bowl in the, when John Wayne would go in the hotel and that you'd wash your face, they'd have a big pitcher and then he'd wash his face in that big bowl. It was like that big picture he was filling up there.
Of course, I remember all that.
I think that Whiskey Acres, they don't mind if it's a heavy pour because that means you buy more bottles of Whiskey Acres, right?
That's probably true. That's probably true with any liquor distributor out there, right?
Right, but we only care about Whiskey Acres.
How much is the ice, though? How much did you have to pay for the ice?
The ice came out of the refrigerator.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a $2 service fee like before?
Oh, like that. You know, you're funny. I was talking with a friend of mine who brought up the ice service back when I had to pay for it, and he remembered that. He goes, you know, the nice thing about when you're making drinks at home, you don't have to pay for the ice. Don't get me started on that, Joe. That's still in my, that's stuck in my craw. I don't like it.
I remember the first time I was charged for ice in a restaurant.
Right?
I was very surprised.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't nickel and dime me, charge me more for the drink. Cry eye. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's take a quick phone call here and go to Tom, who is in Park Ridge. Hey, Tom, good morning. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you, Lou?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, listen, I've got a 13-year-old Williams direct vent gas furnace. It's basically, it's 15 inches high and 16 inches wide. Needs to be replaced, and I've gone to Williams and everybody else. I cannot find a direct vent gas furnace that is, they all seem to be like 24, 28 inches high.
Yeah, they've changed that tall look that you're going for. I don't necessarily know that you're going to find it. I have gotten this call in the past, and to the best of my knowledge, they're not making those systems anymore in that design and that style. And so if you go to, like, what are you finding, like M-Glow or Heat-O-Later in the lower, the smaller units?
Well, the only thing I found that was kind of close was a Glovol or Glovent.
Yeah,
those are kind of chintzy looking.
Right, exactly. Now, where do you use this?
It's in a family room, basically 20 by 20.
So this is a supplemental heating unit, right?
Right, right. It's gas fed and it plugs into the wall for the fan, for the blower.
Right. So, I mean, they do make ventless gas units that you can use inside that have no vent, no vent, no fan. You just got the gas line there and you'd hang it on the wall. And as long as you have a working carbon and smoke detector in that room, they don't really, I mean, any combustion produces carbon monoxide, but the level is so small that it's not an issue. So you'd have to do some patching and you'd cover up that vent, but you're probably going to be going to a ventless system, which will be more efficient and kick out even more heat into that room. And I mean, if you went with if this is supplemental heat, I think that you could probably get away with a 20,000 BTU unit and be more, create more than enough heat in there, and then just do a little wall patching up above and be good to go.
Yeah. Do you think they make them less than 20 inches high? That's the problem I have, is the height, because I go from the floor to the windowsill is 20 inches.
20 might be, I mean, by the time you run the gas line into it, because the gas line comes from the bottom, I bet they're higher than 20. Can we move the gas line? Can we put, if it's ventless, can they put it in another part of the wall?
Yeah, I got about a 4-foot wall there.
Right? Could you kick the gas line over and then connect it there and put it on that wall?
Sure.
That would be the way to go, because it's going to be taller than 20 inches for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, it's 9:30 in the morning. When we come back, it's our Just Text Me segment. Remember, I've got a $50 gift card to Whiskey Acres. So if you text Whiskey Acres to 312-981-72... No, stop doing that. It's already done. Never mind.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy. Look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny.
In honor of Halloween, Bob Ferguson, you know, he's always so smart. It's Just Hex Me. Just Hex Me.
Hex? Oh, I get it. Good one.
Uh-huh. He's
Gosh,
good.
He's quick
so good.
People
he's so good.
Working on this show.
So you can text us at 312-981-7200. And this is sponsored by Robert R. Andres and Sons Concrete Construction. Do you have some text messages for us this morning?
I do. First, before I read you some of these questions, I will tell you, to make you happy, that you've got a lot of texts on people that really loved the interview.
Thank you.
And that thought it was really
you people
interesting.
I love you people. Wait, so just so we can, when I said to Lindsay, hey, I need to go well, what are you going to talk to the well guy about? Like, I could sense poo-pooing the whole thing. And I've had a very busy week this week, and I was, you know, it was hard for us to connect this week. And I was like, well, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this. And I could sense in the text messages.
No, you sensed wrong.
No, that is not true.
No, let me tell you.
It's really hard to take you seriously with the headband, with the devil ears.
Because I knew when I called him and he said, okay, well, what are we going to talk about? I don't know enough about it to be like, well, we're going to talk about this. So I needed you to kind of prep me so I didn't sound like a moron.
For all you people that texted and said you really thought the well interesting, you're wonderful and I love you all. Happy Halloween. Okay.
All right. All right. Come on back here.
Oh, wait. By the way, Linda in Rockford won the Whiskey Acres gift card. She doesn't drink, but her husband loves the whiskey.
I love it. What a good wife.
Yeah.
All right. Lou, I've got an old house with concrete laundry tubs. The concrete is chipping away where the metal drain piece is embedded. Is there an epoxy or something that I can use to fill it in?
Yeah, I mean, I love those concrete sinks. You just can't find those anymore. They're so cool. Sure, there's concrete epoxy that you can find. It's not going to last forever. But if you clean it all out, use a wire brush and get it as dry as possible, then you're going to use probably, you know, what would probably make more sense is to use an epoxy, like, depending on where the chips are, JB Weld makes a concrete epoxy that you can mix up and then trowel in place with a, like a steel trowel to kind of smooth it out best you can. It should stick pretty well. Let it cure for about 24 hours, and it'll, you know, it's not going to last forever, but it'll look better than what you have right now.
Here's another one for more whiskey talk. Somebody made, one of the guys made the Midwest Mule from last week's show and said it was delicious.
Yeah. You did yours in the copper. I'm not a Moscow Mule guy, but I know that the steel cup is the key with that,
yes.
Right? That's the thing.
The copper.
Copper, yeah. You did the one in the copper cup, and which is the picture that's on WGNradio.com. I did it in a glass. But
and they taste the same. But
well, they were equally as good. Although the metal, I like the cold metal. That's kind of tasty when you hold it in your hand.
Right.
And it's only 9:41 in the morning. Right. On those hot days at 9:41 in the morning.
Last text. I have a Kohler sliding shower door. The gasket around the glass is deteriorated and moldy, but Kohler does not sell replacement gaskets. Any suggestions?
Yeah, it's tough. Your best bet is to look online. The biggest issue that you're going to find, the difficulty is that gasket, it's available. It's out there, but you got to look at how it goes into the door, meaning that the part that you don't see that perhaps slides into a groove or whatnot, somehow you have to pull that out and kind of visually look at that and literally Google shower door gasket, and a bunch of them will come up, and you should be able to find it online. I just recently, we have a couple sliding glass doors, and the rubber stops that the door closes on have, you know, deteriorated from constant, you know, kids banging them and whatever, and I didn't find the exact fit, meaning that the exact type that it was, but it fit in the joint and looks really nice, and now the door doesn't bang anymore. So a little online search should be the way to find that. Thanks so much for your text messages. Let's go back to your phone calls at 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Ron in Willowbrook. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Lou, it's Ron, and I got to tell you that I remember your first show on WGN. It was Wally Phillips' time as well, but what year was it that you started at WGN?
Well, I started in 1995, so Wally Phillips was, at that point, this is interesting. I never officially met Wally Phillips. Because he, if you remember, I saw him, and he walked by me and all that kind of stuff. But he was doing a Sunday morning show after he came off of the mornings when Bob Collins was doing the shows. And every now and then when I would come in on a Saturday, he had a big office in our old offices. I mean, let me tell you. I mean, because obviously, you know, the joke was always, you know, WGN is the house that Wally built. But that when he finally retired, that office was so big it turned into a conference room. But he was Wally Phillips.
Anyway,
that's nice of you. Thank you.
You've gone you've gone from a novice to a real pro, and I want to thank you. And you know, my wife is just buried in the radio on Saturday mornings as she puts clean sheets in her bedroom. So anyway,
oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Radio, can I get your first name?
We have the need for sliding glass patio doors.
Ron, where are you calling from?
I'm an octogenarian, so I, you know, to me, wood clad with either vinyl or fiberglass would be the best door. Strength of wood, covering up. Now I'm also finding out that there are just plain fiberglass doors.
Yep.
What are the pros and cons of a wood covered fiberglass or just a straight fiberglass?
I got to tell you, I'm right there with you on what my past preference was, that I was always a wood and aluminum guy, but the fiberglass doors are better. And they're better because, so from the day it gets built, and this is to say with the right quality product, right? But the day that it's built, it's as strong as the wood and aluminum cladding, but it doesn't have the degrading that wood would have because the expansion and contraction is way less. The exposure to the weather the potential water leak, if it's not caulked correctly or anything like that, that's virtually eliminated. And and they're just really, really superior products. And so where I was always in your camp on this, probably the last 5 or 6 years, as I've seen the technology improve, maybe more than that, maybe more like 10 years, but I was still sort of hanging on to the wood and the aluminum cladding. If you held a bat to my head, I would tell you that go with the fiberglass and you'll be really happy with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have, in doing my research, I have spoken to some different people, and I have to tell you that Gilkey's presentation of the fiberglass doors blew me away. And one of the things that I could see in there, and I said to my wife, I need to ask Lou, it appears to me as though the channels in that fiberglass door are small air channels, and they have to provide rigidity for the overall length or height of the door, don't they?
They do.
Is that part of the strength of fiberglass?
Yeah, the chambers of that door are really part of the whole strength of it all. And and so, but then the grade of the fiberglass, so again, full disclosure, obviously, I work with the Gilkey Window Companies promoting their product, but I would put that fiberglass window up against, or door, up against any manufacturer out there. They make a really fine product, and the uniqueness there is the fact that they build them and they install them, where a lot of other people, you know, installers, they buy from a third company and or a third-party company and then install. So that's okay. I like that.
Yeah, one more question. Double glass or triple glass?
Double glass. Unless they give you the triple for free.
Okay. They don't.
Right.
Thank you for saving me. I think it's $450 or $475. I had no opinion on double or triple, but you know, we're at that age when we want to do it right because it's where we're going to be as long as we can be there. And I thought if a triple glass is better, we'll spend the $400, $450, whatever it is.
Double glass, save the $400 and some odd, and take your wife out to a nice big steak dinner somewhere. I appreciate the phone call and the nice, kind comments. That's very nice of you. It's 9:47 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. My name's Lou Manfredini, or today, Boo Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Happy Halloween. Halloween. Get that? Halloween. Yeah, you're with me. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Ron in Matson. Hey, Ron. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How can I help you, sir?
Got a detached garage that I want new siding put on, and I'm curious. I had a couple of contractors out, and one wants to take the old siding off, and another wants to just go over the other siding.
What is the old? What is what is the old siding? Is it a vinyl or is it a wood like T111?
It's some kind of a wood or fiberboard, something like that. It's about 12 inches high.
Oh, so it is a horizontal siding.
Yes.
Okay. And is it rotted or what? Tell me about the condition of it all.
No, it's in good shape, but it just keeps peeling, and I'm tired of painting.
Okay. What's the difference between taking the old siding off price versus the leaving it on?
Probably maybe $400.
Can you afford the $400?
Probably.
Then that's the right way to do it. I'm not anti going over it on a garage, but you'll get a better fit and finish. It'll look better around the windows, and I'm never a fan of covering up old stuff. I'd rather get down to the base, know what I got. Maybe there's some water damage, or I mean, it's a detached garage, so you could probably see on the inside of it, but any kind of fixes here and there can happen when you take that off. I mean, they'll rip off that siding pretty quick, throw it in a dumpster and be done. And if you can afford the extra $400, in my mind, it's definitely worth the investment. You'll get a better finished product when you're done. 9:54 in the morning, we'll take a quick break and be back after this. You know, are you looking to update your bathroom? I get asked, you know, what should I do? I don't have to think too hard. BathFitter is an easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. They're true professionals from the top to the bottom. BathFitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one, and their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Their design options are endless, so you're sure to find a tub you're going to love. And the BathFitter tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are. The installation, well, it's going to be done by one BathFitter technician who will complete the install in just one day while following a strict safety protocol to ensure your well-being throughout the process. Kickstart your bathroom remodel today with the experts at BathFitter. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. And for a limited time, BathFitter is offering $450 off a complete BathFitter system. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou. All right, our last call is coming up. We're going to get her a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicago. What are you saying?
We're going to get him a House Smarts radio hat.
Really?
Yes.
Him? Really? Wait a minute. I'm going to get this. I would have never. Hold on a second. Arlen?
Yeah, how you doing, Lou?
How are you? We're going to send you out. Now, my apologies, because I have a friend of mine named Arlen, and it's a she. So I apologize for assuming that you were a she. But no matter what your gender, we're going to get you a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design-build company, kitchens, baths, additions. If you're working from home, let them create a workspace for you. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call them at 773-661-0606. How may I help you, sir?
Boy, that's great. Thank you, Lou, for the cap. I'll wear it proudly. I know you talked about this before, Lou, and, you know, didn't write down the information, but I'm looking to get gutter guards, and I know you talked about on your house you have gutter guards. You said it was a name that's not really out there like some other brands, but I wanted to get the name of
You got a pencil or a pen, because I'm running out of time with you, sir. It's called
let's do it real quick.
Leaf Relief. Leaf like the leaves, but a leaf. Relief. And your friends over at Cobblestone Remodeling can actually install those for you.
Okay, and let me ask you one other quick question. I know we're butting up against time. When you have these gutter guards in there, the leaves still get into the gutters, correct?
Nope.
Nope?
Not with these. I've had them on forever, and they do not get in there whatsoever, and they'll do a really nice job. Thanks so much, Arlen, for the phone call. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. Hey, this phone number, 877-2134-LOU. You can still call me for the next hour as I'm on in California. Happy to help you. Have a safe Halloween. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Lindsay for producing. Bob for pushing the buttons. Have a great weekend, everybody.